It seems that Australians are slow to get the message that drinking to excess can kill you. New research shows that in a 12-month period, more than 5,500 Australians will die an alcohol-related death. Another 150,000 will end up in hospital because of the demon drink. Simon Santo reports the push is on to change the national culture, which encourages excessive drinking.
Getting drunk might sometimes be dismissed as harmless fun, but a new study by Vic Health and the Foundation for Alcohol Research and Education has found there's a very serious side too to overdoing the alcohol.
The number of deaths, the 5,500 deaths, is four times Australia's road toll. If we were talking about 5,500 deaths on our roads, I'm sure that all governments and all communities would be much more exercised and motivated to do something about it. But it seems in alcohol's case that we've got a keen ear to the problem.
Michael Thorne is the Foundation's chief executive. He commissioned the Turning Point Alcohol and Drug Centre to look at just how many deaths and injuries in Australia can be attributed to alcohol.
15 people are dying each day and more than 430 are being admitted to hospital. That's the magnitude of the burden of disease caused by the consumption of alcohol.
In 2010, the figure had jumped by 62% in just a decade. Some of the rise can be put down to better research techniques and data access, but there's also no getting away from the behaviour issue.
The problem has been that those who are drinking a lot more, and that's across all the age groups. So older people are drinking longer into their lives. Women who historically didn't drink much now are drinking for extended periods throughout their lives. There's a sort of a general pattern of alcohol's consumption that is contributing to this disease burden.
Are they drinking more of the heavier alcoholic drinks?
Spirits consumption has remained about 20% of overall consumption in the last 10 to 20 years. The big change has been the consumption of wine. That's gone over the last 30 years from a small proportion of total alcohol consumption to nearly 40% of all the alcohol sold. Wine, of course, has a much higher alcohol content. We know that that is favoured by some of these drinking groups that are showing to be at risk. For instance, two-thirds of women who die as a consequence of alcohol are as a result of either cancer or cardiovascular disease. And so, you know, we know that women are at greater risk from the consumption of alcohol and they tend to have a preference for wine. So you can draw some links there.
The latest figures aren't all discouraging. Very young people are delaying their first drink and a growing number aren't drinking at all. As for the breakdown within Australia, the Northern Territory holds the unenviable title for the nation's most prolific drinkers to excess.
Simon Santo. The Winemakers Federation of Australia has dismissed the report as unbalanced and lacking credibility. Its chief executive, Paul Evans, says it's alarmist.
The conclusions that somehow the drinking issue in Australia is at crisis level and getting worse just doesn't stack up against other far more credible and compelling research. We are making progress now. Is there hard work to be done? Absolutely. Is there more things that we can do to reduce alcohol-related harm? Absolutely. Is one alcohol-related death or injury too many? Absolutely. But to try and twist and shape the public policy discussion on alcohol and how it's regulated by this type of research with the type of sensationalist headlines we've had today just does a great disservice to the actual issue that's at the heart of all of this.
Paul Evans from the Winemakers Federation of Australia.